Hey, so I've had this mic and headset for a couple months now, and I was looking for something to do with them, so I figured this would be a great thing to try out. In hopes that also, should I get back on RangerCast sometime, I'd probably feel a little bit more comfortable then too. So I'll be sharing my thoughts about the final two episodes of Jungle Fury. Going into them, I kinda had mixed feelings. How would they handle Daishi versus Jared and wrap that up? Destroy Daishi for good, tie up all the loose ends, finish off the season, that sort of thing. Especially after how Crown and Punishment went last year, in the year before when Mystic Fate was basically an imported Magi Ranger finale. But overall, I have to say I was definitely pleased with how Path of the Righteous and now the Final Fury turned out. What I liked most about them was that it kind of made you forget the rest of the season, I thought. Casey the Cub, the whole weekly, is he Daishi or Jared? Like, these episodes are how it should have been all along in the season. It was as if Bruce handed it over to John and Jackie and then took off. Now, if he had been around and done, say, now the Final Fury, we probably would have had twice as much Geki in it, and something would have gotten left out like Frandom. But I had the feeling that Bruce was not there for the end, which was pretty nice. And the originality, the focus on their own battles, compared to years past when, they tried to use as much as they could from the Sentai, especially in Mystic Fate. So, that was definitely a nice change this year. So, a couple things from my notes. I really like the confrontation between Casey and Mao, as Casey headed to the temple to redeem Jared. What followed was one of the best fight sequences to destroy a villain's base ever. And as much as I'd hate to go back to Mystic Fate again, that of course had the part where Nick got possessed by the Master and got the Korag armor and tore up Root Core fighting Liambo. But I always thought that was just okay. This I really liked. Great fight, great for the finale, and one of the best all year. And really, in terms of just Red Ranger versus a villain, one of the best fight sequences since pretty much Andros fought Astronema slash Caron in Countdown to Destruction. So, very well done. Also, it was too bad Jared and Camille didn't say anything during the roll call. It was great to see them in one, but, they could have said Black Lion Warrior, Chameleon Warrior, so felt off that they just didn't say anything. And it was great to see their Zords used finally, although it was too bad they didn't bother to name the Megazord combination. And they could have given at least a brief explanation as to why Scorch was so powerful, which is why he kept reappearing, but oh well. Although the whole all the monsters from throughout the season return and only the chosen three can defeat the main bad guy for good, had essentially been already done before in Ninja Storm, I'm not going to take off points here for Jungle Fury, dang it. Daishi opens up the portal to the spirit world, and all the villains from throughout this year come out to create a new beast war. I was pretty happy with how the big battle sequence turned out, especially the matchups, putting all the Rangers and the Peishwa Masters against the monsters of the day and the overlords and even a few monsters we never even saw during the season. Although they could have done a little bit better job with the Master Lopestunny, that was pretty bad, and I didn't mind that they used the Kenzie suits. You knew it was coming, not surprised, but after they had just powered up, 2 seconds later Daishi takes the animal spirits away, so it would have been nice if they had been used a little bit longer. On the other hand, it was a little weird to see Master Mao as Shafu. But otherwise, definitely happy with the way the big battle turned out. While the originality was nice, Casey, Phil, and Lily basically shooting a fireball at Daishi to defeat him for good could have been done better. I'm sure they had something like that planned from the very beginning to insert a little bit of Geki in there. So, it was alright. I almost thought they were going to turn into animals themselves, as they powered up to create the fireball. You know, it really can't get any worse than Super Flurious last year. Also, love the ending. One of the best endings to a season since Dino Thunder. Tying up the loose ends, wrapping up the Theo-Lily relationship, how they ended Frandom, that was cute, and even remembering Flit was still on the show. Wasn't expecting them to actually give him a human form. But nice to see Kelson, even if that whole thing was a little bit goofy. But all in all, pretty good end to the show. Anyway, my final grades for the episodes would have to be 5 stars for Path of the Righteous and now the Final Fury. Good, solid end to a season that was pretty good overall. Definitely an improvement over Overdrive and Mystic Force. And despite how the whole Daishi Jared thing went and how it could have been written better here and there, I'd say we got one of the best villain storylines we had in years. And really, not since, like, Wild Force have we had, like, that kind of villain focus with, you know, the Rangers as a B-plot. So, that was definitely a nice change this year. And, you know, really got to hand it to Holly Shanahan and Beattie Skinner, too, for doing a great job with the characters. Yeah, those two will certainly be missed, especially if we don't get a team-up next year. And I know that's not looking too likely. Now, of course, after the Spirit Ranger arc and the big highlight of the season, I wouldn't mind if they do something like that again in RPM, which is looking more likely than having the Jungle Fury team back. You know, essentially a team-up confined within the season instead of the team before. So, either way, I'll be pretty happy as long as they do something, which, you know, they surely will. And so the season is gone, and once again I'm left thinking, now would be a great time for Power Rangers to be over. And about a year ago, it was looking to be headed into that direction. But as we all know, that is now not the case. Initially, it was hard to have any hope at all for a Go-On adaptation, you know, with Anime Eyes Megazord and all that. And then the RPM story brief came out, and ugh. But I do want to hold on to some hope, since Bruce is gone, and there is a new executive producer, whoever he is, who apparently wants to take the show into a new direction. But with Disney still around, how much difference can you really make? Still, it'll be interesting to see what happens when RPM premieres in February, and the information we'll get sooner or later leading up to it. Anyway, that'll about do it. But before I go, the extended theme by Neo Geo Red Ranger.